Well, there goes the phone. Now, is it your assistant on the phone?
It will be.
Yeah. Hello.
Is it Dave?
It is. Yes, indeed.
Who's... How are you, mate? You okay?
Yeah, not too bad. So, just for...
good stuff. I'm not starting the kick it out campaign against Keith.
Just so everybody knows, do you want to let everybody know your name as well, so everybody can out there can tell?
Yeah, Brad King. Obviously, yeah, I'm Brad. Number two to Keith over at BCD.
So you're not gonna start it. You're not gonna start it off then.
What's that?
The kick keep.
No, not at all. I was just listening to. I've got to say, I know a lot of managers do put a lot of work in, but I've never known a manager to be out at every game. And you can pretty much guarantee if there's a game on during the week, Keith's there. So you know it's always going to be difficult at VCD, which is partly why. Keith and then myself took up the challenge. I mean, I think only the kit man existed when he walked through the door. So,
and he don't drive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he don't even drive. And Keith even does that, you see. Keith even takes the kit man with all the kit. So and the ground. So the club would be lost without him. But no, I mean, it was a massive ask. And I think, if I remember rightly, I think he had a week before he was going on holiday for 2 weeks, and then the pre-season started the week after. So, it's a busy period, and I think we're not far off now. I think some players done okay pre-season, and then when the league kicked in, some of them simply couldn't do it at that level. And then obviously we've just had to tweak it. But it's a transitional period, and I think we're going to get there. But hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, I've just checked Twitter, and there's nothing on there about him getting a sack, so he's safe again tonight anyway.
No, we didn't. We had a giggle this morning about it. But, you know, it doesn't matter what level of football you're at, you're always going to have those sort of rumours. You know, that's what makes football so interesting. But you just got to carry on and get on with the job. And, you know, we're confident that we'll turn it around. So, you know. The boys are confident as well.
It is one of those things though, Brad. I mean, we were talking about it earlier on before we went on air, and then a little bit while we was on as well, around when your luck's not in, it's just not in. And I mean, Keith showed me, you know, from football web pages, the first goal, and you just sit there and scratch your head and you think, that's just unbelievable.
It is. It's incredible. Like, before the game, you think, so you've got no centre-halves, you've got two centre midfielders playing at the back, and you think, right, stick to the game plan. And then 2 minutes into the game, you know, the ricochet falls straight to the floor and you go 1-1, 1-0 down. You know, straight away it gets them up, 2,000 fans are then buzzing. You know, and it's just like, I like to think it evens itself out across the course of the season. So I'm hoping that the hard work will pay off and their luck will change. But I think it's the same for everyone. Everyone has these periods, and I think every manager and management team say the same thing. But at the moment, I've got to say, every rubber to green, just when you think, right, we've got a settled side, the centre-half pulls out 10 minutes before kick-off because it's in the warm-up. And then, you know, it's been a few injuries to sort of, I'd say, key players, really, spining your side. So it's frustrating, but I think the additions we've made recently, and hopefully, I'm not sure if Keith's gone public with this one or two, hopefully we're looking to bring in this week. Hopefully it'll give us more strength in depth. And I would say now, Ross, 3-4 games, I've seen a change in the side and the mentality, if nothing else. And I think we're getting there. But like I say, we've got a tough game Saturday. But we've had a lot of away games as well against some good sides. So it's always tough away from home.
But it is one of those things though, when you've got a lot of players coming in, it's going to take time to gel, and you've got to keep bringing the players in because you're starting from zero. You've got to sort of, and I know you've had quite a few injuries as well and other bits of all, so you have to keep bringing the players in. You've got to try and gel them in, and it's not easy, is it?
It's not, no. I mean, the club, I've got to say, the chairman's been fantastic in, you know, things we've done pre-season, like take us away from a meal and put us up in Brighton and things like that. But, you know, when you think 18, 19 new players, they're not just going to click straight away. Some of them don't even know each other, never played with each other. So, you know, it's always going to take time. I think hopefully the next 10 games, we can start getting to where we want to be. Well, we have to, you know. And I think the players that we brought in recently, not just on the field, but I think I've noticed a difference in the change room as well. A little bit more experience in the dressing room to guide the younger lads. And, yeah, I think the last 3-4 games, I've seen a significant sort of change in the mentality of the side, really.
So, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, I think the last time we met, you was with, of course, we were Witten. Yeah. I mean, what's the you know, is there any, you know, major significant changes between, you know, coming from Witham and then coming in to VCD?
For me, I think it's the, you know, no disrespect to Witham, I think it's the club ambition. You know, when I sat down with Keith, adding a bit of time at close season, club that wants to be around, they want to try and push on as far as they can with their ends.
We are starting to lose you, Brad, so I don't know wherever you are. Yeah. Wherever you are, we're starting to lose you just very, very quickly.
Yeah.
You're sounding a bit like Norman Collier, mate, at the minute.
Can you hear me?
That's it, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know how much you heard of that, but yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Witham. I think it's just a little different how it's run off the field. You know, they try and do as much as they can at Witham within their means, but I don't think the infrastructure was right and ready for the Ryan Premier. Wherefore, VCD, I think, you can see what sort of work they've put into their pitch. The chairman's obviously putting in a lot of his own money into doing the ground improvements, and I think he's going to carry on doing so. So I think they're geared up to want to be in a Ryan Premier and sustain that if nothing else. And, yeah, you know, you just want to be ambitious and be a club that want to play as high as they possibly can.
Yeah, it was just.
And also, the manager was a massive pull, Brad. You forgot that, mate.
Of course, yeah, I did. That goes without saying. You sold it to me.
Weekend away, done it.
Yeah, it was a free weekend in Brighton.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got, as Keith was saying earlier on, Mersham at the weekend. I mean, another toughie.
Yeah, I've always said. I mean, for me, actually, for the first 12 games I've seen, comparing it to last year, I actually think because the Maidstone and the Margates have gone up, a lot of clubs have gone out and strengthened and thinking it could be their turn to sort of take advantage of it. There's no real big hitters, if you like. But I think, for me, so far, I think the league seems to have got stronger. And I don't think there's any easy games whatsoever. You know, and even, you know, like ourselves, I think every team can beat anyone, really, if they perform. You know, like Mersham have gone to Brentwood on a Tuesday night and you've got 3 points there. You know, so it's going to be tough. But I think we've only had, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, three, four home games?
Four Saturday, I think, will be our fifth league.
You know,
home
and
game,
we've only lost one league game at home to Billericay, which was, I don't think, justified and deserved. So... you know, I think it's important that we do try and turn the draws that we've had at home into wins, and then any points we can pick up along the road, like we did at Met Police, is a bonus, but it is important that we win our home games. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, obviously we've got centre-half game that's had this game, we'll be confident going into the game. But, like I say, no game's easy, ever is, you know. You've got to be on it, the preparation's got to be right, hence what Keith was touching on before I rang in. It starts with the preparation that he puts in and we put in prior to the game, and the boys have then got to their own individual preparation and personal responsibility, and take on board what we tell them, really.
I'm just looking at the fixtures for October, and it's, I mean, you've got Mersham the weekend, then away to Billericay on the Tuesday, then away to Hendon, then at home to Canvey, away to, well, the one I know Keith's looking forward to, away to Farnborough, and then at home to Burgess Hill. So, I mean, it's not an easy October either.
No, it's not. But, you know, that's where we've all just got to stand up and be counted. And, you know, from my point of view, and I know Keith agrees, that if the boys have the same attitude they have the last three, four games and go to the final whistle, then, you know, we'll back them all the way and stand shoulder to shoulder with them. But, you know, That's all we ask for, really. And if we get outplayed and we don't get a result, then you sort of at least look at them in the eye. But if you don't turn up and you don't put in the work rate and the work ethic that we sort of have in our DNA, if you like, then, you know, you can't really back that sort of attitude, really.
I mean, can you both actually put your finger on it, what's going wrong? I mean, because you can't honestly say, you know, as we've all said, that Keith doesn't put, you know, yourself or, you know, Keith doesn't put the work in, you know, and, you know, some people just say, oh, people get lazy and that's why it's, you know, the manager gets lazy and that's why the results go, you know, the wrong way. But, I mean, Keith puts in so much hard work in it. I mean, what is it because of trying to blend the players together because you've started with zero?
Yeah, I think, and also, if I'm honest, we had 3 weeks before pre-season started to get, a squad of 18, 20 boys together. So player recruitment probably isn't as what we wanted it to have been, because wherefore, if you'd normally got a side, you might add three or four additions and go and sort of shortlist the three or four that you want and go and bring them in. You know, we're more concerned about to put the team out pre-season. So simply, I don't, you know, I'm not sure if Keith shares the same sort of view, but for me, I don't think some of the boys that we brought in early stages were simply good enough. Mm. You know, and there's no disrespect to them. They gave it their all, but they just fell a little bit short. It's probably that. And also those that we also did bring in, I do believe are good enough. Yeah, you know, it's a case of gelling and getting them to get to know how each other play.
I think also, you know, going over what Brad said as well, we had to get players in to make sure pre-season was, you know, we had the numbers, but we haven't put the same side out.
No.
Not once. You know, we've had, it's no secret that I went out and got Jack Stevenson in and sort of built a side around him, and I rated the lad that highly. And, you know, he got injured in the first 2 weeks of the season, and, you know, we're just waiting on a scan on his MRI. He could be out all year, and you're like, wow. And, you know, we've not had our main two centre-halves playing alongside each other for more than one game. Mm. You know, we've had two missing, and Ricardo's picked up two injuries. Obviously, at the time, we had Tozer with injury, illness, and whatever. So we've struggled a little bit defensively as well. But now, bringing in people like Richard Avery, you know, we've got John Beals coming in. I won't mention the other two until they're done tomorrow. But, you know, as Brad said, we've added some proper footballers. I mean, experienced that people look at. You know, we've got some great kids in there. You know, we've introduced a young lad on Saturday, which for me was one of the pluses of Saturday. Young Hammy Brickwood, which obviously Brad will tell you about. He's a lad from the youth team that's only a first year. And he come on for 20 minutes on Saturday in front of 2,000 people, like he plays there every week. You know, you see him on the highlights. And so things like that, we just need to blend the experience with them. You know, we've added quite a lot of pace as well. Like I keep saying, there has been a lot of pluses, even though we're not won that game yet. Because of, like I said, people could say, oh, you know, they've got a terrible start. But if we'd been there all last year, is he gone?
He's gone.
He's gone. That's the problem. That's the luck we're having. But, you know, he may ring back in. But if we'd been all last year, or even a part of last year, had all pre-season to prepare, got our team out, and then we're still where we are after 12 games, you could say, look, yeah, we're not in the best start, we need to look at things, but where we've just, it's just like, it's 300 mile an hour, and all we're trying to get a train, and all of a sudden there's a game, trying to get another, there's a game, and you're like, whoa, hold on a minute, like, we're trying to patch it. The people say, I'm a hard-working fella. The most hard-working fella at our ground at the moment is the physio. You know, he's sitting there looking at me going, Keith, what is going on here? And it's not because, you know, we're throwing people in. It's just what that part of luck we're having. Hopefully that'll stop after Christmas or stop after this weekend, and
but
we can build.
That's the other thing that you forget about with all these games, I suppose, because you're not getting the time to spend with the team to actually gel them together in training, are you? Because you've got games,
and then obviously you're trying to get them in to give them rub downs, and some have got knocks, and you don't want to take time. And, you know, when you're losing, you lose that little bit of, you know, spirit, confidence, you can, you know, whatever you want to call it, and it's new for everyone. You know, they're looking at other people's reactions. Some players are wholehearted and get aggressive when they lose. Some don't, and then players have got to get used to how other people adapt, as much as I do. You know, I'm a shocking loser, and, you know, I don't shout in front of the lads. I'm very stressful, and you can see I don't like losing. Obviously, you get used to it, but I go home and it kills me, and you know, it's one of the things. He's back now.
I hope that's Brad again. Is that you, Brad?
It is, mate. Keith wasn't boring me. But
well, one of the questions I was just going to ask Keith was, we've been in the position in the league you are. I mean, is it a situation where you find it hard then to recruit players, you know, the caliber that you want, because of people look at it and go, well, hang on a minute, you know what players, some of the players are like, they look at it and think, oh, you're bottom of the table, ain't won a game, da 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 da, all this sort of business, and then they don't, you know, not necessarily wanting to come to VCD when they could possibly go, say, to Dulwich, or they could go to Canby, or they could go to Grays. Do you find it difficult, or is it just something that they just come anyway?
No, it's a bit more difficult. I mean, you like to think that the players buy into and have faith in Keith and myself, and, you know, they like the facilities that the club have to offer. But yeah, it is more difficult. It's just like when you flip it over, when you're winning and you're at the top of the table, the subs don't tend to moan and leave at the minute they're not playing. They want to be a part of it. Where, you know, like the position that we're in now, as you say, it is a bit more difficult to bring players in. But, you know, the experienced players that we've brought in, you know, it's only 11 games, 12 games, and they know that Keith and myself are determined to get it right. And that they also have the confidence in own ability, knowing that they can have a big impact on the actual side itself. So, yeah, but I can see where what you're saying. And it works both ways, if you like, at the top of the table. And when you're down the bottom, you know, and you can't compete with some of the sides that are in our division as well. So it's always tough.
Yeah, we've all, you know, we speak to a lot of players, you know, a lot, and we look to see if they can sort of improve the side. But as we said, you know, we brought in two experienced players last week in Richard Avery and John Bills, who, you know, come under the category you're saying, and obviously both know myself as well and bought into it. And we've done the same again this week. And like I said, they'll all be finalised tomorrow. So we've brought in four very experienced players in the last week. Add that with people like Marvin Hamilton that's come across. Obviously, even Donovan Simmons that have all been Conference South players in the last couple of weeks. I've tried to use my contacts at Welling. We've got a young lad there over called Kojo, who's only 18.
He's got a great future.
Obviously, with the contacts of the club and myself, we've got a Charlton. We've brought in a young keeper. So, you know, I think you just got to use your resources and the people that Brad knows across Essex. And to be fair, you know, it's that, I think, mine and Brad's sort of knowledge and know of players that's going to get us out of it.
Yeah.
That, you know, even though we're not, I wouldn't say we're deep in it, but it's that's going to get us through.
Yeah.
Go on, Brad.
I was just going to say, I can only really echo, really, what Keith just said. You know, we've got a lot of work to do, but I believe that we'll get there.
Well, it's one of those players, I mean, it's another player that is out now. I saw that he's still at sort of at the south ends. Is that Daniel Matasuga, the centre half? I'm still surprised that, you know, if a Roman Prem side or Conference South or Prem side, I haven't sort of picked him up yet either. You know, he's a good, you know, good sort of 6 foot plus centre half and a really good player. And he's a bit of a baffler.
I spoke to Southend last year about him actually. I think, like I say, Harlow took him just before we rang Southend actually, and then we ended up taking a lad called Josh Banton instead. But it didn't help. It hadn't helped actually. My wife decided to put my phone in my shorts in the washing machine. I've lost about 700 contacts, so that's not helped too much either. So yeah, I've lost a lot of numbers.
But you know, I think the main thing that we're trying to do now, we both sat down and spoke after this weekend, is basically, look, we've got what, you know, we're happy now. We've settled with experience. Let's just push these lads through. And like I said, there has been a big change in the changing room. And, you know, we just need that rub of the green, as you see from there. And if we get that set up, you know, I think one win will suddenly become 2, 3 and 4. And we can just sit, you know, just then really crack on with the hard work we're doing.
Mm. Agree with that, Brad?
Yeah, definitely. Let's hope so. Don't matter what level yet, you know, people even sort of mention Chelsea's, you know, they're just talking about lack of confidence, one win, and, you know, they get the confidence and a bit of mojo back and that will push them on. So it's no different to our level, you know. Hopefully Keith and myself can start enjoying Saturday evenings a bit more.
Yeah, it's going to come soon. Well, you know, you've got two great guys there in charge. It's going to come sooner rather than later, and hopefully it starts at the weekend. And as I said, maybe you can soften Mersham up for us when we've got them in a couple of weeks' time as well, so in the trophy, so it'd be quite nice.
Well, let's hope so.
Magic, mate.
Good stuff. All right. Chance to let you crack on.
All right, mate. See you tomorrow, Brad.
All right, mate. See you later, mate. See you, mate. Bye. Bye.